الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله العظيم. In order to make our rosas a perfect, a beautiful rosas, حسن, beautiful, beauty comes in the rosa, and this is what is ihsan, which was known in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and which is known today to us as tasawwuf. There is that effort that a person's, all his ibadat becomes beautiful, becomes perfect, husn comes into the ibadat. This is what is ihsan. And Allah says, Wallahu yuhibbul muhsineen. Allah loves those people who have got this quality of ihsan in them. Kindness is also referred to, ihsan, to show kindness, compassion. And it is also that beauty comes in everything. So beauty in our ibadat, beauty in our akhlaq, beauty in our iman, in everything, the beauty also comes. And we find in this dunya, even in our material things. Hadrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say that you love your house to be perfect, clean, tidy, everything on its place. You want your garden to be beautiful. You want everything to be else to be in order. He says, no problem, it is. But why don't you want your deen also to be perfect? Your Quran Sharif recitation must also be beautiful. And that is, most of the rules of tajweed have to do with the beauty of the Quran. So to recite Quran Sharif beautifully, and our ibadat must also all become beautiful. So this also we should make an effort for. So for our rozas, we discussed one, if we keep rozas of the eyes also, and rozas of the tongue as well, rozas of the ears also. Also it comes in the Hadith Sharif, that if a person does not stay away from sinning in his rozah, he keeps the rozah, he doesn't eat, drink or anything, but he doesn't stay away from sinning, from makruh things, then Allah has got no need of that rozah also. And also, that rozah, that then a person has just stayed hungry. Like for example, if a person does business, he buys for 5 rand, he sells for 8 rand, he sells for 10 rand, he's making a profit. But if a person buys for 5 rand and sells at 5 rand, though he'll be very busy, all the customers will be coming to his shop because he's giving the cheapest price, but he'll be going out of business. Because what is it that in business keeps a man in business? It is the profit. Today people say there's no more fun in business. There are too many, the tax you have to pay, then your rentals you have to pay. Then today there are so many fears of crooks, everything. But then the business is closed, all the shop places closed, more shops. What is it? The profit. That profit that a person is making. One friend of ours is living in a place where 10 times crooks have come to him. Allah saved him up to 10 times now. In fact, the last time they came, about 12 of them, each one with two guns. And it's only he and his wife who stay there. It's on a farm area. And they came and they smashed all the windows. And then still Allah protected them at the end. But then he's still making mashura, must he leave this place. What is keeping him there? Because he's got a gold mine there. Though his life is in such danger, and so many times he went through all this, but what is keeping him there? The profits that he's making. So when a person makes profit, in spite of all these things, he wants to carry on. He doesn't give up. And he's ill, he's sick, he carries on. In deen, we just get a little bit cold, we go and sleep. We're not there for jamaat namaz. We make our own namaz, everything. Why? Because we're not making the profit in our deen. If we'll make the profit in our deen, and we see that what we're getting out of our deen. Today we are practicing on deen, but we're not seeing we're getting anything out of deen. Because we are just buying and selling at the same price. Or we are selling under the price. So a person is keeping roza, and then We're not making the profit, we're not seeing the taqwa. And when a person gets taqwa, he knows himself what treasure, what wealth he has got. One time, Hazrat Khaja Azizul Hasan Sahib Mazoob Rahmatullah Ali asked Hazrat Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali that when a person gets nisbat, connection with Allah Ta'ala, does he know about it or does somebody have to tell him you got nisbat? So Hazrat Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali was Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali. He said, Khaja Sahib, the day you became baligh, you became matured, did your father, mother, brother have to tell you became matured, or you knew it, I'm matured now? And when a person becomes matured, then you see his whole lifestyle changes. Before that, our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, when he was a young boy, a small boy, and when his nose used to lick, he should just take his sleeve and clean it like that. But when you baligh, now you can't do that anymore. Now you want a hanky, and it must be white also. And you must have, that hanky must have perfume also in it. Now you are baligh, your whole, everything has changed. When you are baligh, you are standing in front of the mirror all the time. And you are combing your hair. Topi, you just put it straight, but then you'll see, he had an office, it's got that mirrored windows, so from inside I can see how the students come, and good students who are pious, but they don't know I'm inside, and right in front of me they're standing. And then they are busy putting their head, the topi, this way, looking how they see, fixing up their beard. This, when you baligh, you become conscious of all this. Everything you become conscious. When you're not yet baligh, you play marbles, and you fly kite, and you are playing top. But when you are baligh, now you play other marbles. You don't play marbles there anymore. Now you are baligh, you are different all the time. So the same way, when a person becomes baligh, and ye baligh, when he has reached bulugh, baligh bulugh means you have reached, and you have reached Allah Ta'ala, automatically you'll see your lifestyle will change, your friends will change, your places of where you frequent will change automatically. Now your masjid you will start enjoying, Quran Sharif you will start enjoying, novels, TV, internet, all these things, your hearts will just go off it. All these things. And this is, what is this nisbat also? When Allah Ta'ala puts the nur, the light of iman in the heart. Which the ayat came in the Quran Sharif just last night. Maulana Musa Sahib, Jazawumullah Khair, explained it. أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. That person whose heart Allah has opened up for Islam. The Sahaba asked how, say that nur is put in that heart. Will a person know what are the signs that nur has come in my heart? That the nur of Islam has come in my heart, what are the signs? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained three signs. First one, at-tajafa anid-dari al-ghurur. You become disinclined to dunya's life. Your heart, you'll do still business, you'll do everything, but your heart won't be in those things. وَالْإِنَابَةُ إِلَىٰ دَارِ الْخُلُودِ. And now your inclination will be for Akhirat. The people of Akhirat, their company will be valuable to you now. Now no more novels, now you'll get good kitabs and you'll enjoy reading kitabs, etc. All that. وَالْإِسْتَعِدَاتِ لِلْمَوْتِ قَبْلَ نُزُولِهِ. And you get prepared for maut long before maut comes also. You are ready, your will is ready, you have sorted out all your financial matters, you have made your wasiyat, everything properly, and in fact you are looking forward to maut. When your iman, when your connection with Allah, when a boy is engaged to a girl, how many cases we hear? They say the girl is still not ready, she's still studying, and she's still in a darul ulum, she doesn't know how to cook. They say, no, we only make nikah now, rukhsati can be after 1 year. They make that, and the next year rukhsati has taken place already. Once the nikah has been made, now that boy is not going to sit still. Now he's jumping all the time. He's not going to wait now for 1 year. All the time he's jumping, and this happens all the time. They make all the arrangements, but once the nikah is made, he wants. So once our nikah is made with Allah, we'll want to go to Allah. Then how many we read of the pious people, they cried out to Allah, Ya Allah, we can't take it anymore in this dunya. call us now to you. We want to come to you now. So when that reality comes, so this is that, then see how deen will become enjoyable. When our dua as a person enjoys, then he won't have time to talk to people. Now we go and look for people to talk to. Now he'll try and, our ustad, Hafiz Abdul Rahman Mia Sahab, rahmatullah alayh, we saw on many occasions, he was so devoted to the Quran. In my life, I haven't seen a person so devoted to Quran Sharif, how he was devoted to Quran Sharif. And he used to tell us, he makes dua also, that if Allah allows anyone to have a Hafiz class in the Qabr and in Jannah, Allah must grant it to him. So much he loved to teach the Quran Sharif. So we saw many times that in the afternoon, our classes were in the school buildings in Mias Farm where we were studying. Hafiz Sahib should come from his house, but he had ordered the students who had to hambrawa door and who knew the door reasonably. They had to go to his house, and as he leaves the house, he would be listening to them. And then when he's coming closer, then passing the roads leading there, if he sees somebody coming and he feels this person is maybe going to come and speak to me, he'll change his route. Allah. And he was a elderly man, our ustad, but he would even go through the fence. Young boys go through fences. But for a person like that, just to avoid the people, he won't go through the gate, he'll go through the fence, just to avoid the people. Because they are listening to Quran and the enjoyment he gets in the Quran. And really, this, once a person starts talking to Allah Ta'ala, then he finds it very hard to talk to people. People will call him a snob, people will call him he hasn't got akhlaq, but his nature, he just can't now mix anymore with people. Once you find the enjoyment and the lizzat and the sweetness of talking to Allah Ta'ala, talking to Allah Ta'ala through zikrullah, through tilawat of Quran Sharif, through du'as, muraqabah, meditation, when a person gets this enjoyment, Quran Sharif, namaz, all this great enjoyment what Allah Ta'ala gives. So this is what we have to get the profit out of our wali. And really this must be our object of this Ramzan, that we get that connection with Allah Ta'ala, that we get that enjoyment. Then gunas are out of the question. Seeing women, talking with women, whether it is even customers, you'll avoid. Non-Muslims also, you'll want to totally avoid, even business. It will be hard for you to take it. You'll have to do it, you'll have to force yourself to do these things. And then, even with Muslim people, you'll want to avoid as much as you can, because you just want Allah Ta'ala. Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi Rahmatullah Ali was a man who was so much for dunya, for ilm. Allama he was known. In the Middle East, the whole Middle East, his name was so famous everywhere. He was a mufassir of the Quran Sharif, and he regarded tasawwuf and going to sit by buzurgs, by Sufis, as a waste of time. What is there? And in fact, he used to say sentences like, people used to go to Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali, big ulama. He should say, I wonder why those people go and sit like little mice, like a mouse in front of him. Like so lot adab they sit in front of him. What is there? But when one of his friends somehow got him one day to come, and when he listened to the first bayan of Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali, then automatically it came on his tongue, ke, jaane kis andaaz se taqreer ki. Only Allah knows how he made Allah bayan. Phir shubha batil na paida hua. Then never I got any doubt in any portion of Islam again. The doubt a person gets, shaitan brings all doubts. But when that contact, and this is one great benefit of keeping company with buzurgs, a person's doubts go away. Shaitan brings the doubts like, does Allah really exist? Na'uzubillah. Shaitan brings doubts, is there life after all in qabr? Is there really jannah, jahannam? Sometimes shaitan comes and he brings these thoughts. Then again, you correct yourself, you make yourself strong again, but shaitan brings. But he says, after I heard Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah's bayan, and it wasn't really the bayan, but what is that fuyuz and barakat? Like a person, he says, once I got light, when the light got on, Now what is the light? How is an ordinary person going to explain how that light is? And you go into a village and you try and explain to that people in the city that electric light there and how you see and how everything is lit up. You don't know it yourself, you're from the village. And you just came to the city, you went back to the village and you have to explain the village people. How are you going to explain to them? You don't know how to explain it. But there was something that you experienced. Like that fuyuz in the company of the buzurg, which is from Allah Ta'ala. But Allah Ta'ala's system is that it will come through from man to man. Allah Ta'ala says that the wahi also, Allah, it's not Allah's system that Allah will go to every individual and give him Quran and give him wahi. Allah will choose his man, the Nabi of Allah, and from him this will spread to people. So material things, what we can understand, like the words of the Quran, etc., like that, there is something like that light, which that villager cannot explain. There is this fuyuz that is also being transmitted. This anwara, this fuyuz, something is being transmitted from heart to heart. And that is, like for example, why a person loves his wife so much. Just because he married her. If she's doing all his work, but he just loves it. There's something which Allah has put that you love your wife so much. You might have a maid in the house who does all your work also, and better than your wife also, but you don't have any feelings for her. But for your wife, you have all that feelings. There's something which Allah Ta'ala puts which is difficult to explain, but there's something. So that was what came through Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali's bayan. Jaane kis andaaz se taqreer ki, phir na shubhe batil paida hua. And then he was a mufassir of the Quran. But what did he say? Aaj hi Quran mein maza paaya. Only today I got enjoyment in the Quran. Jaise Quran aaj hi nazil hua. As though the Quran was only revealed today. So only today I came to know what is Quran. But he was a mufassir of the Quran, a big allama. And then when he made zikr in the khanqa, and then what did he say? Naam lete hi nasha sa cha gaya. As I just took the name of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, I went in a trance. What enjoyment I got. And what is this? This is when we have learned when we have come to learn who Allah Ta'ala is. Now Allah's name is completely different. My boy, his mother's name may be Fatima, his sister, his auntie. When he calls them Fatima, he doesn't feel anything really. But the day he's engaged to Fatima, now when he says Fatima, now he's in a sing-song way, he says. Now just not Fatima, Fatima. And his mind also, Fatima, Fatima. Now it's different. Like that we take Allah's name, the day we have made contact with Allah. Then we'll see it's hard to say just Allah until we don't add Jalla Jalaluhu, Ta'ala Shanuhu. And we just say automatically, we just start going in a trance. Allah, 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 Allah. Then see the enjoyment when we have made that connection with Allah. That is what we must try and get here. Naam lete hi nasha sa cha gaya, zikr mein taasir-e door-e jaam hai. And when this zikr comes, our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, many people don't benefit from zikr fully. How many years they're making zikr? There are two main reasons. One is, and they're both those reasons, the cause of it is one reason before that. What are the two reasons outwardly? That they're not doing it with concentration. Like when we make zikr in the morning, sometimes we see many of the satis who come, they're sleeping, then they wake up again, little zikr, again they wake up, again little zikr. How will you enjoy like that? You can't. When you are sleeping, when you meet your wife the first night, you fall asleep. After 5 minutes, you wake up again. One, two, again you fall asleep. What will you know? What is enjoyment of having your wife for the first time? But that time you are fully awake. So with Allah zikr, when a person has got that connection with Allah Ta'ala, and that is one, concentration, and the one is ashiqana zikr. Zikr with enjoyment, which the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum used to do. In Hayatu Sahaba, Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi rahmatullahi alayh, if I remember correctly, on page 15 of the first volume, he quotes how the Sahaba should make zikr, like the three tops, how they sway in the wind, Like that they should be. How they should enjoy taking the name of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And then hours would pass, but you feel that you haven't still even started your zikr. And so those are the two things, concentration and ashiqana, with love of Allah Ta'ala. And both of those two things are one thing before that, and that is ma'rifat and muhabbat of Allah. When a person has got the ma'rifat of Allah and the muhabbat of Allah, then see how he takes Allah's name, how much respect for Allah Ta'ala he has. Everything will change. So Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Rahmatullah Ali says, Naam lete hi nasha sa cha gaya, zikr mein ta'athir door jaam hai. In zikr there is the effect, like when these people who drink their wine and they go in the pubs, in the tavern, in the, all these places, when they go there and they start passing the bottle around, they pass the glass around, they feel they're out of this world. What do they know what is enjoyment compared to those people who are sitting in the mehkhana of the sheikh, in the tavern of the sheikh, and they make the zikr of Allah, and they have acquired Allah Ta'ala. They have got connection, nisbat with Allah Ta'ala. And then they make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Further he says, Wada anika shabe akhir mehe. The time of Allah, special jalwa, special closeness to Allah, is in the last part of the night. Allah is present all the time. But the very closeness of Allah Ta'ala, a person feels in the last part of the night. Wada anika shabe akhir mehe. Subahi se intizar sham hai. From the morning he says, I wait for the evening. When is that time coming to meet my beloved again? Like a person in this dunya, if he makes a date with his beloved, how he waits for the time to come that he can meet his beloved. So my date, my time of meeting my Allah is in the last part of the night. I just met him, it's morning, and I'm waiting again now. When will the next time come that I can be with my Allah in tahajjud, in du'as, in zikr, etc.? So this is what the prophet of deen. If we make this prophet, we haven't just kept a rosa, but we have made this prophet, we are getting that now, this ihsan now, that feeling, then see how rosas, we look forward to Ramzan. We won't wait till Ramzan ends, then we can understand the hadith where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if my ummah knew what is Ramzan, they will wish the whole year must be Ramzan. That is when a person makes a businessman, how much he works in December. He's so busy, he hasn't got time to eat also. One businessman, he was a Maulana, a friend of ours, when he used to make so much business, and when he used to be very busy, he should come sometimes, miss his Zohar Jamaat also. And happily he should say, today I was so busy, I missed my Jamaat also. And he should show me his hands, how dirty they were, all taking the goods, giving it money. He said, today I was very, how he enjoys it. Such business people, they won't say that, oh, December, what a burden again. Now we won't get time to eat properly again. We won't have time for our lunch again. We're going to be so busy. They'll wish the whole year must be December. And one day is little quiet, then see how they get worried. Like that, if we get the profits of our deen, then see how we'll enjoy for our deen. Then we won't worry that I missed my lunch, and I missed this, and I missed that, the way we will enjoy. So make dua also for that. Allah gives that, that enjoyment of deen, that pleasure, that closeness of Allah Ta'ala. And deen is not only easy, not only practical, but deen is enjoyable. But that is not the deen that we have got. When we get that actual deen, not only your biryani without salt and spices, and somebody praises it so much, but then you eat it, you say, I wonder what these people enjoy in this biryani. But let the salt and spices be right, and then see. So if our deen is without the salt and spices, then we also wonder what people thought that there's so much enjoyment in deen. And also in the khanqa and the ash'ar and the love of Allah, many people who haven't got this enjoyment, they wonder what these people are doing. See, when they make zikr, how they're carrying on like mad people, or what's wrong with these people? But that person who gets that enjoyment, he knows what is that enjoyment. Your young boy, if unfortunately he's fallen in love with somebody, and always, how many places? Our Shaykh, Rahmatullah Adamat Barakatuh, explains one story, which Maha Rumi, Rahmatullah, has written. the prince, the son's king, got married to the princess. The king chose a very beautiful girl for her. But in front of the palace, there was an 80-year-old lady. She made jadu on the boy. And this boy, with the jadu, the effect of it was, he fell in love with that old lady. And after about 1 year or so, the king wanted news. He wanted an heir to the throne. Somebody else, another grandson. No news coming of the wife having conceived. So he asked, what happened? Asked the ministers. So they found out. They said, your son, he's in love with this old lady. She made jadu on him. And when he goes there, old lady, and her cheeks also all gone in, and he wants to kiss her also, he has to put his fingers inside and lift up her cheeks and then kiss her. But he says, you are so beautiful, more beautiful than the moon, and you are like this, and you are like a poor old 80-year-old lady. Her teeth have all fallen out, one, two long, dirty, yellow teeth sticking out. But to him, the jadu, the effect of that. So like that, Maulana wrote, so then they made a large treatment. They took away the jadu. He came right. Then the king got news that he's getting a son. So like that, this dunya has made jadu. And what is this jadu of this dunya? This TV, the love of this dunya. So therefore, we don't love deen. Enjoyment of deen we are not getting. The dunya has made jadu on us. We are affected by the dunya. You go in the dunya, you enjoy the dunya so much. You can't come out of the dunya. Somehow or the other, if a person pulls himself out, it is like he's pulling out a hair from a flower which is wet. How that hair will break. Or he's pulling out a silk cloth from thorns. Like that we're pulling ourselves out of dunya in order to come into deen. But when this effect of this dunya, and what is the love of the dunya? That is the jadu of this dunya, the love of this dunya. But when the love of deen will come, then see how we will enjoy deen. So for that, Allah has given us this great and auspicious month of Ramadan. If we can appreciate this month and we keep our rozas as they are supposed to, we spend our time here in the Khanqah as we are supposed to, inshallah Allah will bless us with it. So all these which are the means, the keeping of roza and keeping the proper roza, this is the means, it's not the object stuff. But keep your eyes on the object and keep yourself, your body on the means. Don't forget the means also. And don't forget the object also. So like if a person is going to climb a ladder, steps, in order to go to the top. But if he doesn't put his legs properly, he's not careful how he's putting his legs, he'll fall. He can break his neck, break his back, he can cause himself so much harm. So going up this ladder now in this month of Ramadan, see that our body is properly, that our eyes don't fall this way or that way. Watch our eyes also. Watch our tongue also. Watch our ears also. Then the fourth thing of what roza we have to keep is the other limbs of the body, the hands, the legs. So in this month particularly, and very fortunate are those who are spending a chilla, for chilla is actually the required amount. So if we're spending our chilla and we spend it properly, then inshallah, see that the fruit of taqwa that we will get, which means the friendship of Allah, and then see inshallah how our lives will change. So in that we have to keep rozas of our hands and legs also, and all the other parts of the body also. Hands and legs, what is the roza of that? While we are here in i'tikaf also, it is today in our times, on the cell phone, we are pressing all the time. And SMSs today, funny SMSs go around. You just see on your phone you've got an SMS, and what an SMS also. So our eyes also, we are seeing those things. If it is something unsuitable, Allah bless us with that taqwa, that before we read the whole thing, we delete it also. Don't, if you see it's something which is not right, just delete it also. And what is the other one? The MMS. That also, what funny things come. So if you see something which is not right, just delete it also. So with the eyes, keep that rosa also, of the cell phone also. And then also with our fingers. Today you just see people's fingers moving all the time. So what messages we are sending also. So with our hands. Notes and letters that we are writing also. And then also, not in i'tikaf perhaps, but otherwise, just a signature of a person. You just don't sign anywhere. Think for what you are signing also. You might be signing wrong things also. You might be causing so much harm to somebody. Somebody's eviction order you sign. Somebody's what and what a person signs. And how lot of harm we cause to people. So with our legs, walking in the wrong place. They don't walk around also unnecessarily. If you walk where necessity for toilet, etc., if for your exercise you have to make exercise, or you have to walk for that, within, if you are in i'tikaf, within the limits of all that. But other than that, where we walk also. You are in your shop, for example, and a young lady has come, and she's in another department. So suddenly now you feel that I have to, customer service is very important. And you have to make sure the salesman is looking after the customer properly. Now you're walking till there. What are you walking there? What is at the back of your mind? Why? Because that young lady has come, now you are walking there. So our walking also. And in using of our hands and legs, also think the use of the car, where we use our hands and legs in order to drive our cars. Why are we going for this drive now? For this work which we are calling, I have to go for this work. Which route we are taking? Why are we taking this route? All that a person should consider. Taqwa demands this. And Allah, connection with Allah, this will come automatically. And the greatest tasawwuf really is our fiqh. Though fiqh and tasawwuf, some ulama explain them as two different things also. But really, if a person follows the fiqh properly, the tasawwuf is in the fiqh. All what are known as the mustahabbat and adab, that if a person follows all that, like for example in namaz, don't crack your fingers. Now that is, if you got concentration in namaz, you don't need that masala automatically. You're not even going to think about it. And if you came from that direction, that I mustn't crack my fingers, I mustn't look around in my namaz, there is a masala of fiqh, that in your namaz don't look around, that is the tasawwuf. That is the completion of your namaz, the structure of your namaz, the beautification of your namaz. So all these things that we have to bring, so our hands, our legs, all the other limbs of the body, we should try and keep that roza also. Yeah, in the mu'takaf, yeah, in our i'tikaf place, there isn't the opportunity of doing all the other things. But yeah, also if we control the use of our hands, our legs, then inshallah, we'll see when we go out of i'tikaf, we won't be using our hands, legs, and all the other parts of the body also in wrong places or in undesired things and places. Well, we will learn to control all these things. So Allah has given us this opportunity, and really the month of Ramadan is the ideal occasion. It is a month of so much of spirituality. The month is electrified more than, like today, scientists want to try and tap electricity from lightning. And in one lightning shot, there is so much of electricity which is sufficient for whole cities for years and years. So much of, but it's going at the moment just for waste. It just comes and the ground absorbs it and it is gone. If they want to try and tap it. So like it is going for waste, so to say, the electricity and the amount of anwarat in Ramadan. Allah. And if it's just also, we must be the scientist of deen. And we must step this electricity, Allah, which Allah is sending like in torrents, in lightning form, Allah, in the month of Ramadan. It is there. But if we're not even aware, there is a storm. And a very pleasant storm, not a storm that is going to cause destruction, but a storm that is going to bring all these things here. If we're not even aware, it is there. And if we aware and we are not taking of it, if it's just passing, the whole month of Ramadan passes, we hear the hadith, Fazail-e Amal, the hadith, they are not just read as a formality, just one program, one slot we had to fill up. We didn't know what to put in there. Listen to it carefully and see how lot of anwarat there is in the month of Ramadan. And blessed will be that person who feels it, that this month is really different. And not different for savouries and for desserts and for food and for other things, No, this month is different. That how the anwarat, the barakat, Allah's help is there all the time for His banda. Allah. And in this month, Allahu Akbar, it overflows. And if we just take this, our whole life we can change. And if we change, we'll change our family. Today we want our families to change, but our mind doesn't go, I must change. Like this, just today one complained, husband and wife problem. So what the wife says, that all the laws of Sharia and all advices are only for me, they're not for my husband. So if we don't want to change ourselves, the others are not going to. And if we change, we don't have to give big lectures at home. If sincerely we have changed and genuinely, like it's not that we are saying that don't eat, what call it, we don't eat food from this people and we don't eat this kind of food. But when it comes, we are the first to eat and we finish it up. So we are not sincere. If we are sincere really and that thing has come into us, then you'll see automatically this will change the people. And this is what really brings a change. We have to change. Today to give bayan is easy. To give lectures to people is easy. At the home, in the house, the way we give bayans and lectures, as though there's nobody else that can give such lectures. But it's not in our life, so it has no effect whatsoever. First, it must be within us. We have to bring this. And a person who is even silent, but who has got deen in his life. One was that which I explained at the beginning, that there is this fuyuz that goes. Just our presence will make a change in the whole environment. And then if we just even speak little bit, they'll see our lifestyle and they will change also. So this is what we have to bring within us. And this is the ideal month, that if we bring a change within our lives, then inshallah see how our family's lives will change. One person changes, then he will change. One sahabi went to a country, he changed the whole country. What was that what they had? We see our buzurgs, Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah, Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangoi, Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanotvi Rahimahumullah. These were one people. And this is the form which was from the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He prepared his Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum in Suffa. And they went out in his lifetime and they went out much more after he had left this dunya. And wherever they went, they changed the countries. A few Sahaba went to Indonesia. And there, what did they do? They went there, business they did. But their business was deen. And what kind of deen? The whole of Indonesia, Malaysia, Java, Sumatra, all those that countries, they came into the fold of Islam. They had deen within their lives. They were about 6 people. But deen was in their lives. In their business life, deen was. And in that, they changed, and they, not only they changed their lives, they made them Muslims, countries and countries. Uqba ibn Nafi' radiallahu ta'ala, and all other Sahaba, they came to African countries. One person was enough. And that is the system of the tasawwuf, of khanqa, where a sheikh makes on a limited amount of people his effort. One man gets ready. One man goes to his place, not his family, not his city, his country he changes. How, who looked after India? One man, Maulana Hussein Ahmed Madani Rahmat. Where we find that 2 countries in my little study and knowledge, Spain and India. These were 2 countries Muslims ruled for about 700 years, both countries, for about 700 years. But both countries, we did not give Islam to the local people. Where the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum went, to whole of Africa, Egypt, Libya, Tunisia, Morocco, all these countries, down Black Africa, Sudan, Somalia, all these places. And then in the East, Malaysia, Indonesia, all those places. There were not Arabs or anyone, but all colors, white, black, brown, all of them, they gave Islam to those people. And it is a rule of nature, the cause of history, every country rules itself eventually. You can rule over people. The British Empire, they ruled from the east to the west of the world. Wherever you could think they were ruled. But, and it was a famous saying, the sun of the British never sets. They were shining in the whole world. But what happened? Today their own country is splitting apart. Ireland wants its independence. Their own country is splitting apart. All these countries, South Africa it can be, Malawi it can be, Rhodesia it can be, all this, they took their independence. India took their independence, all took their independence. But those countries, all the way the, where they made the local people Muslims. Egypt, what we say today, is a Muslim country. Who were there? The Copts, Coptics. They were Christians, a group of the Christians. And they were very strong. But the way the Sahaba made effort, they changed their life. And a group of Sahaba, one Sahabi, he changed all of them. And he made, what a change, Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala, what a change he brought into them. But in Spain, we ruled over those people for 700 years, but we did not make them Muslims. In India, we ruled for 700 years, we did not make them Muslims. Eventually, both these countries also took their independence. Spain became independent. India became independent. And today we call Spain as a non-Muslim country, India as a Hindu country, as a non-Muslim country. Had we made those people Muslims, then this was not the case. Then look in what the difference between Spain and India again. In Spain, they wiped out Islam, the signs of Islam. They wiped out the Muslims, massacred them in huge, huge amounts, that Islam did not remain in Spain. The masjids, they changed into cathedrals. Not till today they are there. But they have been changed into cathedrals. Everything they did. And there was no sign of Islam left. They got rid of them. In India, the plan was exactly the same, that there would be no Muslims left. But this is when one man was made, Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmed Madani Rahmatullah Ali. And he fought so hard that Pakistan must not be formed. It must remain one country. Anyway, when he saw long before, Allah had put in his heart that Pakistan is going to be made. But he said, it's still our duty to fight, that it must not be made. Finally, when Pakistan was made, people started going to Pakistan, that we got our own country, freedom. And this history is worth reading. Eh? And take the lessons of this history. Anyway, Maulana Madani Rahmatullah Ali, who was offered citizenship in Medina Sharif, he refused. Who will refuse? And he who taught Bukhari Sharif in Masjid and Nabawi for 14 years and is known as Maulana Madani Rahmatullah. Allah. But why did he refuse the citizenship? He says, if I leave India, who will look after the Muslims here? Allah. Spain will be repeated here again. And then if he had, when he remained so firm, such a great stalwart of Islam, Shaykh al-Hadith Maha Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, when Maulana Madani is staying, I'm also staying. Maulana Yusuf Kandelwi, Amir of Tabligh Jamaat, he said, when Maulana Madani is staying, I'm staying. Maulana Raipuri, what a great alim. He says, when Maulana Madani is staying, I'm staying. When these people stayed, Muslims stayed again in India. Allah. They said, Maulana Madani said, if I leave, who will look after the poor Muslims? Who will look after our masjids? Who will look after our qabristans? There won't be anybody. And because he stayed, Islam stayed in Islam, in India. Otherwise, India would have become another Spain. We would have gone to the Jami Masjid of Delhi, for example, and we should have seen it just to be like a museum. Just like Masjid al-Qurtuba. Like Masjid al-Qurtuba, how many cathedrals they've made in that one masjid? And you're not allowed to make namaz there. A masjid, which was a masjid, today you're not allowed to make namaz there. So this is what the condition should have been. So there, this is the what is in the Khalq. One man. If we make ourselves, we won't make ourselves, we won't make our families, our towns, we'll make countries. We'll change countries. See, Maulana Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Rahmatullah Ali, he is one Khalifa, Murid, Maulana Yusuf, who's in Bari, Mutala. He sent him to England, go and spread deen there. He established the Darul. How many girls' Daruls? He sent his brother, Maulana Abdul Rahim Mutala, to Chipata. And there the Darul is established. So they sent how many of the Buzur? All. Hazrat Khaja Mu'inuddin Chishti, Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat Khaja Ajmeri, Rahmatullah Ali. They were sent by the Buzurgs. You go to India and you go and spread deen there. And this is what we have to do. And deen can only spread when deen is within us. It's not just enough that you become an alim 6-8 years you spend and you got the knowledge of deen. But knowledge of deen is something else and deen itself is something else. We have to bring deen within us. If deen comes within us, deen is such a thing, automatically it spreads from a person to the other people. And people get attracted. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, when he came to South Africa in about 62-63, and he went to the Kruger National Park. When he went there, Australian white woman, Christian woman, when she saw him, she said, if you tell me this is God, I'm prepared to accept it. What is it, that attraction which Allah Ta'ala puts in a person? So that is when deen comes in. Deen is definitely so beautiful, so sweet, so tasty, so attractive. Why people look at a certain woman, all they hear the beauty of a woman, all are eager to look at her, that Miss Beauty of the Miss World, that she's so beautiful, whatever it is, whether she is or not, it's something else. But deen has got the greatest attraction, if we can bring deen within us. And this is the ideal occasion. Allah has chosen us to come here also. Mein aaya nahi, mein laya gaya. Ye qadam uthte nahi, uthaye jaate hain. So when Allah has brought us, everything is conducive. Let us just apply ourselves and just these things, keep our rozas properly. Roza of the eyes, roza of the tongue, roza of the ears, roza of the other limbs of the body. And it's only for how long? Only 30 days. Only 1 month of the year. 360 days afterwards, it will just all fall in place if we just look after this 1 month. So may Allah give us tawfiq to make qadr of this moments, of every moment. And the main thing is, the biggest wazifa is stay away from guna. Allah. That is all. Every guna, stay away and may make dua. Allah must save us from the talbis of Iblis, Shaitan, how he confuses us, how he makes us justify things all. So therefore, let us look after this month. Allah give us tawfiq. Let us pass it correctly and Allah bless us with the true fruit of it. That is the greatest Eid. If we get this ma'rifat of Allah, if our tazkiyah is done, that is our Eid, really. And when we get that Eid, we will see really what is enjoyment of Eid. And then the rest of our lives will be, like Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, live your life like Ramadan, your mort will come like Eid. So then not only your Ramadan pass it, but your whole life, if we spend our Ramadan correctly, our whole life will be able to be spent correctly. And easily, and with ease. Which our Shaykh Damat Barakatuh says, agar tum ban gaye, if you have become you, this deen has come into you, to tum kabhi bikh nahi sakoge. You'll never be able to sell. Na maal se, nobody will be able to buy you out with money. Not the beauty of woman, you'll never fall for any woman also. You'll never fall for wealth also, for nothing. You'll uphold your Islam wherever you are. And you'll become staunch and rigid on your deen wherever you are. You'll never be able to solve. And the worst, the problem the ummah has got today is nifaq, hypocrisy. Our people, whether they are our leaders or whoever, they are sold out. They are bribed and they sell the ummah. And they cause so much harm to their own people just for the dunya's benefit. But if deen comes, you won't be able to be sold. So Allah Ta'ala bless us with that, inshallah.